It rained literally and figuratively last weekend. The boys brought some science to the table last week, and it paid off in Trump. So I didn't think it was possible, but Brownie is holding himself in even higher regard this week after tipping 8 of the 9 total match points. This weekend, we've got more winners. Brownie shares his latest fitness regime, and we dissect Abby Gilmore's latest blog post. That and much, much more on Brownie, Brian and Hummer. Welcome back to Brownie, Brian and Hummer, brought to you by Sportsbet. Now, 24 up promo, if your side gets up by 24 points, we will pay you out then and there. It doesn't matter if they go on to lose. It's happened a couple of times already. I think we're in the hole about 900 grand. It's taken some time till we've finally hit our marks. You boys, we said at the top, brought some science to our tips last week. But boys, did you ever award the punters? Tipping winners for fun. Brownie, out of between us, out of the 9 games, we had 8 selections at the total match points. Now, this wasn't Brian going under, you going over. We just had 1 in 8. 8 of the 9 got up. Brian hit 3 same game multis, and you made it absolutely rain. Finally.
Well, Hummer, it's very good to be here again. And I go with this method, whether it's AFL, whether it's racing or anything, if you can bet and win at around 30%, you're going pretty well. Mm-hmm. You're going pretty well.
That's better than if you think of a normal investment, Brian, what do you get at a bank? If you stick a few hundred bucks into the bank, you're getting what, 3%,
4%? Oh, I've got no idea because I've actually got no money in the bank, so I don't know what the return is. I think it would be around that same. I know your long-term investments, if you're putting a million in the bank, I think you're only getting, 3% or so. So what's that,
30%? Well, you guys were going about 80%.
Who's putting a million in the bank?
Well, you could have asked
that's
the
not
Tiggs.
Me.
Well, I should have done that when I went to the Tiggs. I said, can you just put this $1 million in the bank and just let it just roll into interest rather than
where'd it go instead?
I bought a block of land up in Laguna. I don't think Laguna even exists. I think it was one of those, like, when you get one of those emails and they go, you've won all this land, you just need to give me this money. I think that block of land that Richmond sold me through Clinton Casey, unbelievable president at the time, I don't think it exists. I think I never went there, so I never saw it, but I don't know whether it exists or not.
They got the old Ponzi scheme down at the Ticks. What happened? Have you sold it since or you just let it go?
No, it's just still sitting there. I bought it for a certain amount and I reckon it's worth about 1/20th of that at the moment. So there's nothing happening there. There was meant to be an airport going in. So it's a buyer beware, isn't it? You need to do your own research. You need to obviously go and see the property. I didn't do any of that being a young mid-20s
cashed up bogan
tycoon at that point. And I paid the price for it.
There you go. So you're getting punting tips and financial advice.
And I had a girlfriend for 7 years while I played, and then it was an opportune time for us to split up. And
she's cleaned you out.
It was a poor end to my AFL career, that block of land and me breaking up with that lovely young lady.
Oh, you still speak to her? No.
Have not spoken to her since mediation.
Well, you've moved on to bigger and better things. Do you know if she has?
I think she's married. Yeah. She's a nice girl.
I'll tell you what, we're just starting to broach into Abby Gilmore's territory.
I haven't listened to her podcast yet. It's still on my to-do list.
That's her area. Let's stay away. Now, Brandy, you're in some athletic attire today. You're not in your usual kitty. Normally, he's a very sharply dressed man. What have you been doing,
Brad? Stench to him as well.
Just doing a bit of boxing this morning. Throwing some weight around.
Who are you boxing with? And why? What's made you go boxing? Because I wouldn't have thought you were boxing.
Fitness.
Surely it would have been an old teammate or something like that. Maybe someone bigger so you can just practice your little bit of dancing moves. You were quick on your toes.
There is no fitness like boxing. There's no hurt like boxing. You can go and run around the town. You can run, play footy, get up, get knocked down. But there's no hurt like you get from boxing for a 45-minute session.
So what are you doing? Are you just doing a little bit of pad work,
some medicine ball stuff, a lot of lunges.
What sort of weight are we looking at these medicine balls?
The medicine ball was an 8 kilo medicine ball. A hefty one. Above your head, slam it down on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts is this at Leo Barry's boxing gym?
No, the boxing coach was from Leo Barry's. We did it down at Elwood Park.
See, it was like a PT session. Who with?
Yes, James Brayshaw.
Oh, it's another big heavyweight. Jeez, who's the poor bloke that's going to hold the pads while you bloke's about hitting him?
Two of the heavyweights of the AFL media landscape, me and Brayshaw. Got some linguine arms between us. Did a little bit of sparring as well. Put the headwork on. I've got him covered.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Mm-hmm. Did you ever throw him back in your heyday? There's the footage of you in that. In that melee, who was the melee against?
It was Bulldogs playing Richmond. Yeah, I had a beeline for Matty Knights.
Then you ran.
You just skirts around the back.
Just looking after Libba, looking after Das, all these tough guys that can't fight. To be honest,
remember the boxing session back in the old Bulldogs days when we didn't have the new facilities. We had a boxing session with Timmy Smith, and we wanted to do the sparring with each other, and it's just light stuff, little jabs. But by the end of the session, every single player had claret coming out of their body at some position. If it was eye cut, nose bleeding, mouth, blood coming out.
You ask two AFL players just to go easy, it doesn't happen.
And I still remember Peter Street was up against Chris Grant. And then because Peter Street had the long arms. Yeah, he didn't do much footy-wise, but geez, he could box because he had the long arms. And I still remember him just putting one on Chris Grant's chin, and he's gone through the ropes out of the ring, Chris Grant.
Did you have lids on? Were you wearing helmets?
No helmets. It was just free-for-all. And that's where Luke Darcy got stitched me up because you meant to put the 16-ounce gloves on, the big massive ones. But for the first round, he decided to go the UFC-style gloves until I realised that the claret starts coming out of my face. The boxing coach has actually just called it off and said, Darcy, can you actually put on the proper gloves? Oh. So what do you think I did? I saw red.
Yep. No gloves.
Times have changed, though. A young kid was getting late to the Richmond training, and Tyrone Vickery's old man was the boxing coach. Ooh. He's an angry man. Yeah, very, very tough.
So why didn't
John Vickery.
Why didn't you go see him instead of Jake Keane?
So I don't know. Would have been a better option. But anyway, so he said to this young kid, you got to get in the boxing ring. Richo, you're in that corner. Trent Noble, who was the ruckman, you're in the other corner. Greg Stafford, who was the other ruckman. And Big Ray Hall, Big Babbitt, what? Big Ray Hall.
How do they have a four-way fight?
So four of them.
In Royal Rumble.
The young kid stood in the middle and he goes, okay, you've got a minute with each of these guys in the corner. So he went to the first corner. He's got to fight Greg Stafford for a minute and he wasn't allowed to throw any punches, this young kid. All he had to do was cover up. Imagine getting that floated these days with the way that the young kids are.
Hey, speaking of throwing him, old Bryser on the end of the table was reported this week.
Reported for what?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about this, Hamad.
Tax evasion?
Got her money to avoid tax evasion.
Fraud?
No, there was a little incident in the local footy game. We won by 70-odd points and I got reported for, for kneeing, but it was found not guilty.
Got off, though?
I got off, yeah. So you can take the 2 weeks. The umpire gives you the suspension straight away. I said, hey, hang on. This did not happen. I'm not taking 2 weeks for nothing, mate. So we went to the tribunal. Got good old Ian Finlay that used to do a little bit of work for all the players back in the AFL early days for my 2002, 2003 seasons. Got me off.
Got you off?
Which I didn't have to work too hard because it wasn't there. It was pure accident.
So you're free to play this week?
Free to play Anzac Day weekend, first home game.
How you get to be a players advocate at a tribunal? How would you get that job?
You know what it is? It's called cash.
What, did you have to sling him? Was this a bit of bouncing for him to go local footy?
Is the ATO listening? No, you're still going to pay for some people's services, don't you?
So, a bit of cash. Well, obviously a big weekend of local footy, but even a bigger of AFL. Sydney Adelaide is the game of the round, I would have thought, kicking it off. It's a long, long round of footy, Friday all the way through to Wednesday. Sydney versus Adelaide, Friday night at the G. Sydney, $1.40. Adelaide, we haven't taken a lot of cash, $2.95.
It is a very good game, but Adelaide, a lot of injuries at the moment, form concerns, small ground. Sydney are going okay without being outstanding. They're $1.40. The line is 17.5. I'm going to have to take the line for Sydney here, I think. I can't see Adelaide beating them, and therefore the line 17.5. I think they'll beat them by more than 3 goals. And it's meant to be a little bit rainy up in Sydney, although it's going to be warm. Total points under 173.5.
Ooh, yeah, I looked at that market too. We're going to see if we're on the same app for the weather here, because I looked at Sydney and it says Friday night 24 degrees and looks nice. So I don't know.
Right. And the science was the reason behind the success of last week.
So I had Sydney to win. With the Crows, they've had some injuries. Dave McKay's not playing. Rory Sloane's under an injury cloud as well. They're hitting a real rough patch at the moment. So for me, I'm happy with the Sydney for the win at $1.40. I'm going for the overs. I reckon these two teams at home, Swans score well. You know the Crows as well. They won't have two bad games in a row where they don't put any score on the board. So the over 173.5 at $1.90. I don't mind. I'm just throwing in a little bit of value here. It's a little bit out there, but I know the Crows, they score fast. So for me, I'll look at the market for the where the goal is kicked. The first goal for the game is between the minute and 1 second to the 2 minute mark. I know it's tough.
This is what you start. You started off first day on this podcast.
But what I want is I want Friday night. I want to start off on a good note. If I can hit this, put that in there, you get $9.50 for that. I don't mind that because I look at the last weekend. With the Crows losing, really hurt me in my multi, but I actually changed that and put West Coast into it, and I was still able to get 642.
Listen here, Peanut. You go to the BOM site, the app, Sydney, tomorrow, which is Friday. Sydney rain forecast, 3 to 8 millimetres possible rainfall. There's a 70% chance of any rain.
Well, I've got the weather app, which is free on your iPhone.
Yeah.
And if you look at that,
which
it says
is
sunny, 24 degrees on Friday.
Which is done in America.
Yeah, you can't trust. One, if there's one lesson that we can ever learn, teach our listeners, don't go near the iPhone app.
I've learned it's a joke.
Because it's done in America.
I've learned when, Hummer, you drink from a drink bottle, you put it in your mouth, not all over yourself.
That's all right. St Kilda, well, I've just been on Jane Bunn's Instagram page trying to find
her. Did you check her out during the week?
I couldn't find what I was
Did you check her out the week? Did you see the buttons?
The buttons.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking at her hands when I was watching it. Anyway, St Kilda Giants, Etihad Stadium, Saturday. I was looking at the forecast, Nathan. Oh. St Kilda versus the Giants. We'll just touch on this one pretty quickly. St Kilda, $3.80. We got the odds here, actually.
380, 127. The line here is 24.5. I think both these sides are high scoring. And they, St Kilda, haven't been high scoring, but they've got the propensity to score well. GWS score well. So I'm going to stay out of the head-to-head because I'm not sure. I think it's a game where I think St Kilda could bounce back and do something. Over 180 points is the line. So I'm going to go total points over. The last two times they've played at Etihad Stadium, they've been over that line. So for me, total points over 180 for this game.
Nice. Yeah. You would have thought Saints would have bounced back a couple of weeks ago after that poor game they had against North Melbourne. And they've put in two performances now, which has been below par against the Crows and then on the weekend as well against Geelong, where they've been pumped. So yeah, I've just got no faith in them. So very similar. I'm not going to get fancy with this game. The line, you look at GWS minus 24.5, you're paying $1.92 for that. Do you take that? Or do you go GWS leading at every chance at $1.80? I probably will go the line. $1.92. I'm just happy with that. If I can nearly double my money there in the game where I've got no confidence in the Saints, there's no real pattern at the moment. They've been crap, but I think they're not playing to their ability at the moment. So eventually they will. So that's why I'm just waiting for that to happen.
I like the overs in that game as well, Brandy. Now, Carlton West Coast, it's going to be a shit game, let's be honest, at the G, but there's some good mega bets on this one, Brandy.
There is. Carlton, not without a chance in this one. I think they'll bounce back. Yeah, I don't think they'll win, but I think it'll be closer than what people think. West Coast are going okay, but they've got a few injury concerns. Yep. They don't play well at the MCG, West Coast. No. Don't ask Adam Simpson that in an interview. He goes off his tree, but they don't play well. Now, a couple of mega bets around this game. Carlton were beaten by Ben Brown last week. So total points Carlton, total points Ben Brown. Ben Brown beat them. So I've asked our head of trading, Cam Dean, come up with a couple of mega bets. I said I'd like to see Josh Kennedy scores more total points than Carlton. So that's goals and behinds combined.
Ooh.
$16. So if JJ has a day out and he beats Carlton, $16.
That happened this week, didn't it? Last round, didn't it?
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. And then Josh Kennedy to kick 5 goals in any quarter. Whoa. So it could be the first, second, third or fourth to kick 5 goals in a quarter. It's paying $67.
Oh, it's worth
it. We opened it at $101.
Crunched.
And it has been crunched into $67. It must be said that Josh Kennedy, for the current players, has kicked more 5-goal bags in a quarter than any other player playing.
Wow. And he is playing on a defender who is winning the reverse Coleman at the moment.
Low on confidence, Liam.
Liam Jones. He's had a fantastic year last year, but he has just been pox.
This was always going to happen with Liam Jones.
I feel sorry for him a bit. I reckon he's been decimated by players up the field, not being able to man up. And you watch their game, 3 players will push up and then 2 players won't do it and there'll be overlap. Liam Jones goes to push up, as in a defensive press, and it leaves his man vacant. Somebody else doesn't do it who's meant to do it in front of him. You see how many times, if you watch the replay, he's making wrong decisions, but it's certainly not all his fault.
Yeah, in those decisions, he either goes 100% or he goes 0%. And at the moment, he's just got no balance in, do I just hold or not? Do I try to delay him as much as possible?
Did you like him when you played with him?
I thought he had every attribute to be a good AFL player attribute. Yeah, I said that. Oh, you looked at me, you're like, oh, I want to give it to Brian right now.
I'm just letting you go.
He, powerful, left foot, right foot. Just had no tank, no fitness whatsoever. And when you stick those guys as a forward down in defence and make them chase an opponent, because he's got good hands, he can mark a ball, let him play his game. But I think he's just getting a little bit fanned out at the moment now in amongst space. And any defender has trouble with that as well. If you've got space and you've got the ball coming in with no pressure, you're in a lot of strife.
No, I mean as a bloke.
I didn't spend much time with him.
Just not on your radar.
Completely didn't like him.
I don't really like anyone, to be honest with you.
Hey, Brandy, your punters club.
Yep.
That's getting closer, isn't it? How far away are we now?
We had 19 people sign up so far. Ooh, and
it's been no push at all.
No, it hasn't been any push because as of next week, we'll probably start to push it a bit more on SEN and the footy shows as well. So 19 people have just found it on site. It's a hard one to find.
It's tucked away.
But punters club every week. So it's $10 to enter and we will take the best bet of the week. I will broadcast that on our various channels. So myself and Cam Dean, who is the head trade of AFL, will get together. So last week, the bet, if we had to kick that off, would have been Collingwood at the line.
Yep.
Because we thought Collingwood with the wet at the line would have been good. Didn't need the line in the end of 34 and a half because they won by 40 something. So we got the line by over 70 points. So that would have been the bet last week. So, I mean, if we can get 300 people signed up, that's $3,000. Hopefully Sportsbet put a little bit of money
in.
Have
you found out yet? Have you asked the powers that be if we
would be
chip in?
If we get that amount of money in, I'd imagine our betting would be somewhere around the $1,000 to $1,500 per bet. So it's a good size bet. And that's how it works. So go to the site, have a look at it, find Nathan Brown's Punt Club on the site, and sign up. $10 to play.
We'll be sure to get that in a much more prominent pace on the app, Brian there. Mm-hmm. Port Adelaide, Geelong.
It's under novelties at the moment. It's not a novelty, but it is under novelty.
It's going to go up. We'll get
so
a little
you go to novelty, you go to sports novelties, and then you go to Nathan Brown Punk Club.
So that's
right next to the BBC sports personality.
It's like cracking the Da Vinci Code trying to find that at the moment. But we'll get that on a much more prominent side on the app. It would be good. And that will be a lot of fun to be involved in all year. And then we'll put on some beers or something for the Punters Club at season's end, won't we, Brownie?
We will. We certainly put on some beers and some steaks.
Won't that be lovely? Port Adelaide versus Geelong. Adelaide Oval Saturday night. We've got Port at $1.52. Geelong at $2.55.
I don't mind this game. Well, this is the game for me that I'm going to put a little bit of time into with my punting. I spent, I reckon, about half an hour on this game. I like Port. They had a very average game last week, let's be honest.
Oh, shit ass.
They were very, very average. And you don't expect that from a Port side that really defends first. Their mids were quiet. Forwards, they're really missing Paddy Ryder, aren't they? It's amazing. We talk about ruckman, are they any good? You can see now with Nick Nat, and when you've got a side that hasn't got a ruckman, how much it hurts them, especially forward if you've got Charlie Dixon not being able to kick goals. But I still think Port at home. $1.52. I'm not going to touch if it's under 1 to 39 or anything like that. Just then to win. 178.5 is the points. Oh, these sides can score goals. So that at $1.90 over 178, I like. Hartlett, 20 plus, $1.62. Selwood, 25 plus, $1.28. Combine them, $7.25.
Ooh,
I like it. Hartlett, he's been playing off halfback. He's the go-to player. With his legs, he can run, carry. He's a 70-metre player. So for him to have 20 plus, $1.62 just by itself is nice. So put it all there together, $7.25.
Adelaide, Saturday, 27 degrees.
No rain. It's unseasonably warm, isn't it, for this time of year? 27 degrees.
Like Brian Harris, formerly, now he's Brian Lake. I have gone very hard on this game as well. Ooh. I like Port Geelong. Like you, I've done most of my research around this game. Port Adelaide, Geelong, over 178. I agree with Brian there. So this is a same game multi. Port Adelaide, Geelong, over 178. I think Port will win the game. I think they'll win by more than 11 points, which is the line. And then I think Joel Selwood, he needs to step up because Ablett obviously not there. They've got some issues through the midfield at the moment. He'll get 30 plus this week at 250. So those three things, over 178, Port at the line, sell with 30 plus, $12.50 for a same game multi.
Wow. You just blown me out the water.
We pick Selwood every week for 30 plus disposals, and he hasn't. This is where I will say, last week the betting was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The possession bets, boys, are where we're lacking. Do you agree that that is an error? Other than Rory Laird, who we've picked every week, you've had Selwood in there most weeks, he's been no good. We've had Gibbs in there most weeks, he's been no good. Cade Simpson's been no good. Mark Murphy's been no good. There's a bit of a theme happening here.
Oh, I've been stitched by Rockcliffe. I had him over 20 against Brisbane. He had 19. Same with Lockie Neal. He had 29. I want him over 30. It is a touchy one. It's rough, but you can get value.
You do get rewarded for the odds. Certainly.
Unfortunately, Selwood did get 36 in round one, then 30, and he's had 29 and 27. So he's been very close to 30.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Mike, is definitely harder than tipping possessions for a player is tipping the crowd, Nathan. Now, this is another little project of you. Now, Brian,
yes.
Since Brownie arrived a couple of years ago, he's sort of just like all AFL superstars do. They sort of roll in, don't really care much about it. He's had a rocket up the ass because the last 3 months he's just been a brainstorming machine, coming up with all these little projects and campaigns and mega bets.
There must be a commission to it.
There's got to be something going on. I reckon he might have just got a little two-star in his radar. Nathan lives.
I genuinely enjoy the 8-hour work week that I do here at Sportsbet. And in that 8-hour work week, I feel like I probably needed to come up with some ideas, some fresh ideas. So I came up with them, and just to keep that 8-hour work week, because it is there's not a lot of time in here, not a lot of content time.
Hourly rate's not cheap, is it?
I'd hate to think what his hourly rate is. Wow. Hey, but crack the crowd though. Do you want to talk through it?
Yeah, it is. GWS St Kilda, so you've just got to pick the crowd number. You've got to pick what the crowd is going to be at that game. So for example, if it's 17,742 people at that, and that is what you select, that's what you win.
You get that in dollars. So you can get 17 grand. This is not like – so this is – Brian, obviously this competition has been running on – the AFL has been running it for years, but you get a couple of tickets to a game.
17,000.
We're giving a dollar for every
– Yep. Person. So you got to go to Facebook – or our Twitter handle and place your – it's obviously your first one, so you can't go and alter it because we've developed a system that can read that and figure out that you are bullshitting us. But, it'll be in your account on Monday if you get it. If it doesn't, we will look for bigger and better things later on in the season. So this is a bit of a test case. But, I mean, if you tip 15,500 and it comes to 15,500, you win that amount.
That'd be a nice little
You pick the good game too for it.
Well, I think Brian, Anzac, that might be the reason.
Test case, Brian.
I'm surprised you didn't go local footy.
Wasn't going to go Collingwood Essendon, was I?
Well, do you have a crack now? Let's have our dips. I'm going to go with 14,850. Oh,
I'm going to go 17,370.
16,521.
Let's be honest, there'll be no bastard there.
No, that's what we're saying. We've gone very low. 14,000 is on the lower end.
What time's the game? Saturday.
That is at Saturday afternoon. So that's going to be on our Facebook and our Twitter, Instagram. Follow us on our social media platforms and get your answers. It's free to play. You'd be mad not to have
it. But it won't be on our social and Instagram feeds until later in the day after the footy show tonight, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, okay. Well, by the time this comes out, so
we're launching it on the footy show.
Well, we can launch a little bit earlier on our platforms. Nathan, Fremantle Bulldogs, Optus Stadium, Saturday night. Freo, $1.60, Bulldogs, $2.55.
I can see a bit of a touch-up coming here.
Ooh,
I can see a touch-up coming for the Dogs. Young players travelling to Perth, to Fremantle, if you've never travelled before. It's a long trip. And Fremantle are very good at home. They're playing good football. They were good against GWS last week. They got beaten late. It was comfortably, but it was late. Fremantle, I'm going to take them at the line. It's 10.5. I think it gets the job done. I wouldn't be surprised if Fremantle won this 40+. I'm not going to bet on that. I'm not going to bet on 40+, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Dogs got a touch-up here.
I'm just looking at the new app I've just downloaded here for the weather as well. So there's 90% chance of rain Saturday night at Perth. The line is for the points is 160.5. So that's very low, very low.
But
the Fremantle have changed a little bit. They're scoring a little bit more this year, but got no confidence in touching that. They've been scoring okay.
They weren't allowed to talk about that.
No,
what, were they,
that incident? I've been a little bit crooked. It's been a tough week, guys. Come on, settle down. But
I thought there was like some sort of gag order on what happened over in Fremantle.
Yeah. Well, the Gold Coast Suns have been over there for 2 weeks, so those boys would have been on.
They would have done a fair bit of.
But they were taken. They were cruelly taken out of the the Gold Coast get the game to Commonwealth Games. You would have thought that would have been some mingling, Brian, between the Gold Coast players and the athletes.
I'm surprised you didn't go up there and do something for Sportsbet up at the Commonwealth Games. But anyway,
I'm old Humdog's going over to the World Cup.
Well, Russia. I did speak about this last week. Yeah. I said, how the hell did you get a job?
Him to be very, very careful. There are a lot of very sexy women over in Russia that probably pay you a little bit more attention than what you used to, and you don't think you're going that way. Well, don't think you're going that well because you'll end up in a ditch somewhere because you won't be able to pay.
If they want to come, they might just want to come over for a life in Australia.
Just remember, there's a 6'6" Russian bloke sitting with a chiseled chin in a car somewhere with his sights on you as well.
Ah, so I was thinking that more they line you up for a ticket over to Australia, and then as soon as you land, she says, "I'm just going to the toilet." And you wait at the airport and she's gone.
In this day and age, though, Brandon, we're sort of judging that he does like women. So we shouldn't really judge that.
Mm. What do you mean?
Anyway, going on to the Freo Dogs game.
I've seen him with a girl before.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah. So Elton John was with a woman before as well. Jackson McRae.
I think there's a few. Yep.
Deaths. And taxes is guaranteed, and McRae to have 30 plus is guaranteed. Has had it every game so far this year at $1.40. Freo just for the win, $1.60. And the Bont for 20 plus, he's only at $1.22. So I don't mind that. Combine that, $3.60. I don't mind that sort of region. Yeah. I reckon that's an easy one.
That's right in your hitting zone, this $3.60 same game multi.
To be honest with you, that's free money. There you go. Ooh,
money for, and you learnt and you're saying today as well, Brian, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was money for jam. I thought that's the same, but you've come up with another one.
I didn't come up with it. Money for old rope is the same. I mean, money for jam is. Hey, North Melbourne, Hawthorn, Etihad, Sunday afternoon. North Melbourne, $2.75. Hawthorn, just surprising a few. In fact, I mean, you'd think now the top eight is probably a lock.
They've turned
top
it around,
four,
haven't they?
Potentially.
It's probably a bit early to be saying the top eight's a lock, I would have thought.
Yeah, they've had a few wins, but what have they turned around after, was it the mid-season bye last year where they've started the season off very averagely and then now they've just hit their straps. I told you, mate, I didn't pass year 12, so my English is not great. Let's listen to your promo again.
We're not going to do that. We'll have a crack at saying
North
figuratively.
North have been
on.
Impressive. I think a lot of people have picked them to finish 18th this year, but they've been competitive. You wouldn't expect there was so much change on their list. Mm. Those kids now are playing football and they're playing, I guess, to the structure of what the coach wants. For me, I still think the Hawks, with injuries, Poppy out, Cyril out, I still think the Hawks, 1-39 at $2.20. And the line again for the points. I know this is where we hit our mark last week, so I'm still going with it this week. 190.5. That is a lot of scores. For me, I'm liking that unders. So the Hawks, 1-39, 220. Under 190.5 points, another $1.90, you're looking at 420.
Oh, 420.
For two legs, 420, I'm happy with that.
Where are you at this point?
I don't mind it. I'd be staying away from Tom Mitchell's possessions this week.
Yeah.
Benny Jacobs.
Who sat on him last week?
Oh, I had a bit of little bit of Nate Jones ran around with him a bit. But I reckon Ben Jacobs, who is your genuine tagger, will go to Tom Mitchell, and so I'd stick away. Now, what I will say is that you got the two best first goal scorers from last year playing in this game. Ben Brown, $7. Luke Bruce, $10. Luke Bruce has already kicked it a couple of times this year, at least once, I'm pretty sure of. So I'm going to take Ben Brown at $7 and Luke Bruce at $10. So I think it's a double play, and hopefully that one of those guys kicks. So they're pretty big prices, 7 and 10. I'm going to stay out of the head-to-head because I like North Melbourne and I do like the way Hawthorn are playing. So I think this is a 50-50. Maybe a 60-40 game. I'm leaning towards Hawthorn. I'll probably tip Hawthorn, but I wouldn't be surprised if North Melbourne win.
No, they've got a good record against the Hawks, North.
Yeah, they've touched him up a couple of times. I think it was 2 years ago. Really got him into physically as well in North Arabi at the Chocolates. But times have changed. Times have changed. The personnel have changed as well. But I still think the Hawks, they just keep producing.
Brownie, what's under your... What's got you hot under the collar this week? You do seem a little bit more calm and measured, to the point where I think perhaps there is not even a rant prepared.
Hey, don't
instant sweat on the forehead there.
Don't be silly.
You've got one.
I do, and it's aimed at the media, and I'm part of the media, but I reckon there's so much interest around players, and the media, they want the negative part of it. Like, everybody talks about, everybody tries to pass themselves off as nice guys in the media, but they all bay for blood. They all want blood. And Jake Lever hasn't had the best start to his career at Melbourne. Let's be honest. He's not playing great football. His foot skills aren't great. But people just want to knock him. People want to say, Jake Lever, you should go back to the twos. Jake Lever, you're not worth what they're paying for you. They absolutely want to give it to him. These same people, in 6 weeks' time when Jake Lever's the number one intercept mark in the competition again, they'll be the same guys saying, how good's Jake Lever going? Great decision from Melbourne. And it's these people we need to stamp out of the media, even assassinate, maybe.
Oh, kill. You want them killed.
Well, there's a lot of ways you could talk about assassination. Like, killing is one of them. I don't want to kill people. I just want to get rid of them. Put him in a dark hole. There's a lot of mines out in the back of Bendigo where I'm from.
Yeah. There is. My auntie fell down one.
So a little bit of torture.
Okay. Did she get out?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was 13, fell down a mine in Bendigo.
Wow. And the interest around Carlton have got extraordinary.
Save that some story time, please.
Carlton have got extraordinary injuries, right? Carlton are a young side. Yet everybody wants to absolutely give it to Carlton. We've moved away from Collingwood as the story that maybe we can sack Nathan Buckley to. Now the story is, can we sack Brendan Bolton? Now, they're a young list. He's a young coach. He's got another 12 months grace, I reckon. I just think that the media these days is just so quick to just want to absolutely give it to somebody that you got to realise that, let's talk about the game a bit more. Talk about why or what they need rather than just carte blanche say, nah, they're no good. This is that they need to be sacked or they need to move them on. Try and come up with some ideas around it.
That's the point. There's more accredited media people than there are AFL players. So they've got to stay.
Is that an actual fact?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. Don't let the truth get away with a good story, but I'm pretty sure it was. It's just people, when you've got so much, you got podcasts, you've got TV, you've got radio, people have got to come up with something outrageous so that they're in the paper and everyone recognises them. And unfortunately, I think that's what happens. Everyone just a little bit of look at me sort of style, and they just want to be the guy that just hits them between the eyes first. So then it's because it's media, it's a little bit and a fair bit about yourself.
Brandy, do you absolve yourself of ever doing what you've just ranted about?
Yeah, of course I do. What I do enjoy, though, and you're allowed to have an opinion. Like, the media people that just say Jake Lever's no good, why would they get him there? I'll go to Danny Frawley's little incident this week where he said Luke Hodge, and he had a reason why he didn't think Luke Hodge should be playing. Now, he's been absolutely caned by the Brisbane Lions, and it was quite good radio. It was funny. Yeah. Told him to stick to being a clown. But what Spud did have as a coach was an idea of what he should be doing and why he's not doing it at the moment. So I don't mind it like that when you've actually got a point and it's a valid point and it's about a senior player like Luke Hodge who can handle it. When you're having a crack at Jake Lever, who's only 3 or 4 years in the game, or a Carlton list who you've got probably 70% of the club 21 and under, Oregon's just a bit harsh.
Here's a question for both of you. You both obviously played AFL. They've got the company line, players coming. I don't read the internet. I don't read the newspapers. Does those stories get back to you as a player? And does it affect you? Like, does it start if you've got, for whatever reason, you've got the media coming after you for a little bit? I'm sure you both over your careers had times when the media was coming hard at you. Does it affect you? Is it the first thing you wake up, you think about, and you're like, shit, I've got to go through this again today?
Depends what sort of person you are, I reckon. And you know me, I'm very easygoing and not a lot bothers me, but I play with players who, if that sort of criticism came to them midweek or in the papers, you may as well say, yeah, goodbye. You're not going to give us anything this week. Some players are mentally weak and it does get to them. And
I don't think it's about being mentally weak, though. If you've got newspapers writing story after story about
you. Mentally weak's a poor word in this day and age. But players who can't pick themselves up and ignore the outside world and be self-starters. They're the sort of players. And I play with a guy called Richard Tambling who copped it more than most because of Lance Franklin.
Jeez.
But he went into his shell when it did happen, and I don't think we saw the best of him because of it.
You get some players that they dwell on the negatives too much, and that's what you're talking about. They just can't get out of that hole. I went through that balance of early 2000s where you just had no media. We have wins, we get on the piss, and then that was just the way it was. You didn't have all that media and scrutiny, where now this day and age, it's been 30, you still look at it. You still look at it after the game because you want positive reinforcement, because you don't get it really at home from the wife. You don't get positive reinforcement. You don't get positive reinforcement back at the footy club when you look at the edits and you've got to do this better, you've got to do that better. So people look for it. They get it from their family, but on social media every now and then you wouldn't mind it.
I used to love nothing more than getting on the piss after you played.
How good was it?
It threw from park footy, I assume, all the way through to the elite stuff.
It's changed a bit now. But back when we played, even towards mid-2000s, you could still go out and absolutely get on the piss.
There was nothing better. We rocked up. We used to do
Brandon
recovery.
Ellis reeked the piss on the Sunday footy show Sunday morning. He had a good one.
We used to do recovery at MSAC on the Monday morning. Every time everyone comes off a breath, all you can smell is bourbon and coke. And you just don't get that anymore.
How do they do it now? Would Brandon Ellis, would he just been had to have been at a house?
I reckon they get out. It's just that they had a long break, so they don't play till Tuesday night, so it would have been an opportunity for the boys to go out and have a few beers, I reckon. Which you need.
Yeah, next game.
Now, thankfully for you, Brown, Chipping, the reason it never affected you is you hold yourself in such high regard that no matter what was written about you or said about you in a negative way, you just never could have believed it.
It's a fair point, yeah.
Hey, Brisbane Gold Coast, the Gabba Sunday, the Q Clash, they call this one. Brisbane $1.78, Gold Coast $2.05. This is a tough betting game here.
I can't bet in this one. I look at that, and Brisbane got smashed last week. Gold Coast got smashed last week. It is a toss of the coin. If you are betting on this game, you're wasting your money.
I spent a little bit of time on this, 10 minutes. I just thought Gold Coast, as we talked about, been over interstate for 2 weeks, been on Tinder and other people's beds or hotel beds. So they've had a good time. They've come home. Not mummy's boys.
What do you reckon's a plus and minus line for one of the...
That's another podcast.
Four?
I'd go four.
They're back at home having mum's meals and in their own bed. So I think they're going to be a little bit happier. Jeez, the Suns were average, weren't they? They're going to get a rocket by the coach during the week. I'm still touching this game. Gold Coast $2.05. Out of a two-horse race here, I know it's not at home, it's up in Brisbane, but I don't mind that. The unders of 181.5, these two sides aren't going to score. They can't defend, but I don't think they can score either. And Steph Martin has been really good to me last week, especially.
He was
20 plus at $1.22. So his odds are dropping because he's been consistent with that. Combine those three, you're looking at 575.
There we go. But what happened to Brisbane? Because they've been going all right. And last week was one of the most insipid performances of football that I've seen in my time as a...
AFL players don't play in those conditions a lot, particularly players who are from Brisbane and spend a lot of their time up there. They wouldn't have even trained in that. Richmond, they would have trained in that a little bit, but they wouldn't have been prepared for that weather, and it just got the better of them.
And that's what shows sides in those conditions who's well-structured and skill level as well. So when it's wet weather and you've got Richmond's press coming in, they understand the gap control and where to position. You're just going to annihilate younger sides that haven't got that experience. Yes, you've got Lukey Hodge that's been 20-odd disposals and shifting guys and do this, do that. But you need all 17 other guys to be able to contribute to that. And they just got exposed in that way. And sometimes after a couple of close games, your backside just falls out in one game, and that was them on the weekend.
A new game in the fixture, Anzac Eve, Melbourne versus Richmond. I think last week was the first. Was that last year?
It's been there a while.
Last year was the first, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's all right.
I wouldn't call it a new one.
Melbourne, $2.65.
Thank you, Hammer.
Richmond, $1.49. Your money on Richmond here, boys?
Yeah, I like Richmond. Melbourne, same sort of thing with St Kilda. There's just no consistency and effort, and they've been touted as a top eight side, but they're producing pox at the moment. So for me, Richmond's still 1-39. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Sitting at 210 for that. Michael Hibberd, 20 plus.
Oh, he didn't. Brownie, he
didn't.
Geez, you made a song and dance about him. Said he was going to step up for you, and he let you down.
20 plus, he's $1.28. And then the overs. We keep harping, 176.5.
both sides can score. At the MCG, Saturday night, that's the, oh, not sorry, Tuesday night might be the only issue because of the weather. I haven't got the weather update for the Tuesday night. So over 176.5, you're looking at 625.
Do you like these same game multis?
I do. Yeah.
Given you hit three of them last week.
I don't go over the top where you get your $1.20s and you go four or five of them. If you can just get that value, $5, $6, $4 yep. with only three legs in that same game multi.
A little 20 sheets right. on that and you're away. Yeah.
Look, games involving Melbourne are hard to bet in because you don't know what they're going to do. They could be brilliant one week and they could be bloody awful. They were brilliant against Hawthorn early and they were bloody awful for the second half. And betting against all four aside like that is hard work. But what you can count on is Richmond will do the same thing every week with the structure they come with. So Richmond, I think at the line, Richmond 13.5 is a pretty good bet. They've won their last, I think it's 11 in a row at the MCG. They've got an extraordinary record at the MCG. So they love it there. I don't think they can be beaten there. I'm with you, Brian, the over and unders. Yep. But I would be waiting until closer to the game. If it's 176 at the moment, that line will move. But keep an eye on the weather. And 30 or more disposals, Dustin Martin, $2.25. He spent a lot of time forward last week. He won't spend that much time forward against Melbourne. He'll still roll through the middle. So $2.25, Dustin Martin, 30 disposals is a pretty good bet for me.
You feel confident as well when you're Dusty Martin and you have Bernie Vince on Fox saying, I don't know how to stop this guy. I don't know what his weaknesses are. You've just got a leg up already, I would have thought.
Six goals last week, three votes. He'd be on nine Brownlow votes for the year, you would have thought, well, at least. Collingwood, Essendon, Anzac Day, the big one. This is I can't remember. I'd be lying if I said I knew how close it was last year. But $1.81 to Essendon, $2. That's about as close as you'll get in bookie parlance, Brian. Where is your money in this one?
Yeah, I haven't done too much here. Same thing with a lot of sides at the moment. I know it's only round five we're going into, but consistency of effort, it hasn't been there for both sides. Do you see Collingwood be about to produce what they did against Adelaide again? I don't know. Essendon as well. Been great. Inconsistent. God. Andy McGrath, though. 20-plus disposals. $1.57. I think
he is
a fantastic player. He's that guy, that running carry. I still think Essendon will win this game. They're paying $2 at the moment. That's going to change because we are still sort of 6 days away. So you can buy on those two, $3.20.
Having a look at the Anzac Day medal, and there's prices galore here to have a look at. Steel side bottom $7, Treloar $9, Pendlebury $10. So three Collingwood players as the favourites. It's been a medal that's been won by players over the years, and there have been a bit of support. Remember Mark McGough won it?
Yeah, on debut.
Zaharakis won it as a young player. Like, you wouldn't be surprised if Zaharakis won it now, but you were surprised back then when he won it.
Paul Medhurst.
Oh. So players that you wouldn't think that would have won one. Now, I'm going to have a look through, and I like your man that you mentioned, Andrew McGrath, because I reckon he's just about ready to have a really cracking game through the midfield. So Andrew McGrath is at $41.
Oh, there we go. I'm writing that one down.
I also like Tom Phillips at 41 because he's been racking up disposals in the middle of the ground. So Tom Phillips, $41 through the middle. I reckon they're the value.
Multi-time, boys. Now, Brian, you had a multi last week, bombed out first leg, allegedly. You changed it and put a new one on.
Well,
I'm happy
to take a screenshot of it, and you can post it on your socials as well. But I did after the Friday night's game. There's nothing worse. It's like when you put a quaddy on the horses and you're at the first leg. You're like, what do I do now? So I thought, I'm going to fix this because I was very confident in those lines that I did produce. So I went again with my multi five legs. So I went GWS to win, Sydney to win, and I threw West Coast in to beat the Gold Coast. So they all come up. And with those points under, which is the Richmond, Brisbane, North, Carlton. So, yes, I missed out on that one, but I put another 20 on this, and I was able to get 642. So I made myself a nice.
Yeah, you've had a real good week on the punt.
Yeah, it's been good.
What did you spend the money on? You couldn't have bought another little stylus.
No, at the moment, more money's been spent on antibiotics to fix the infection in my hand, and as you can probably hear, my nasal issue at the moment as well. I've been spending a bit of time at home, recouping myself. But what I'm going to be doing when I leave this place, is I'm going to go to KFC and get myself some hot and spicy
chicken. It's back.
I know you love it. I can see the stains on your top, mate.
It is the Nathan.
When you're a kid, didn't you ever experience
hot and spicy.
That?
I didn't know it was gone though.
So this is what happens.
Oh, you fat bastards. I don't really go to...
It disappears. It disappears.
And Jim.
The papa.
You and Jim boxing at Elwood Park. No, it goes and it disappears and then it comes back. So if you are
Why does it disappear?
I had no idea, and nothing angers me more in this world than why, when a fast food outlet gets onto a good thing, do they cruelly strip it away from you?
It's like Game of Thrones. You just wait for another, you have to wait 12 months for the next season. So what it does is just builds up and builds up a couple of months beforehand. When it comes out, everyone's just all over it.
Yep. So if you are listening, wherever you're in the commute home or you're driving past the KFC, pull in and just get yourself a little three-piece feed. What, have you got a multi this week?
I do have a multi. Fremantle at the line, 10.5 to beat the Dogs. Into Richmond at the line to beat Melbourne. That's 13.5. And since we've been doing the podcast, Sydney's line's gone from 17.5 to 18.5 against Adelaide. I'm going to take that. If that line got over 20, I would have to say maybe not.
Well, I'm loving my total points. So I've got the North Hawks game under 190 points. The Brisbane Gold Coast game under 181.5. Melbourne Richmond over 176. Put them in just three legs. $6.85.
Oh, there we go. Oh. Very juicy there.
Just
the boys.
Put this into your retirement fund. Leave in your sports bet account. Your wife can't find it.
No, we're not condoning anything like that. Now, before Brian, it's story time. It's a favourite part of the podcast. Now, I hope that you're just a little bit prepared than Randy was before his rant.
I did have something for last week, and we talk about, I wanted to bring up last week about biting. Now, we had the Connor McKenna, his name was, wasn't it, from Essendon, they got done for biting. Now, it's not the first time someone should have got reported for biting. His name was Daniel Jiren Siracusa. There was one Mad Monday back in Brownie's day.
Oh, mini teeth.
Mini teeth.
Rocco'd up.
He's got small teeth.
He got really small.
Baby teeth.
Well, he got
we're in a taxi once and we're really pissed. And he gets angry when he's pissed, Danny G. And he was telling Murph that he was the ugliest person he'd ever seen. Yeah, Murph, you're an ugly person,
not far
Murph.
Off.
I've never seen anyone as ugly as you. Look at your head. And Murph said, at least I don't eat rocks for a living. Have a look at your teeth.
Well, Brownie organised Mad Monday at one of his Richmond hotels. I think he must have got commission. I think
of course he did.
Which I think is now the Sporting Globe.
You know he does that here, right?
Yeah.
We have functions and they're always just at Brownie's pubs.
Yeah.
So which one do you own now?
No, we sold them.
You sold them all? Okay.
All of our functions are there.
So Brownie decides, let's start something on Mad Monday. And he designed a game where we just decided to hold people. You got to bear hug them and someone would come behind, grab the pockets of the people's jeans and rip the pocket so the people would near on have their ass hanging out. So
does it rip the pocket off or it rips the whole?
No, it just rips the pocket off.
You can see some ass sometimes.
Yeah. So our next target was Daniel Jiren Siracusa. So I've had to sort of grab him while another player has just gone bang and ripped that. My shoulder. Now, through a top, G was able with his small teeth, cut through my top, launch on my arm, and I'm reasonably stubborn, so I didn't let go. Shoulder got infected. I was in hospital for 2 days. I think it was on the Thursday.
Well, like a rabies type setup.
Yes, on an IV drip because of Daniel Jiren Siracusa's bite. So that he cost me a couple of weeks. So I was pretty cooked for a couple of weeks
of drinking.
Fair to say, the wife as well. She got suspended out of my bedroom for 2 weeks for biting. But also on that Mad Monday.
Explain that to the dark.
But also on that Mad Monday, we might have spiked a player's drink as well with Viagra. And 9 months later, he had twins.
Ooh. There you go.
Mm. It was an interesting Mad Monday.
I didn't think that's how Viagra worked. In fact, I thought it would have the opposite effect.
Well, we'd had nude hour, so this guy was...
I got a cracking story about nude hour for next week.
We're going to save that one for next week. On that note, we are out of here. Please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. If you're an Android user, I'm not even sure how you listen to it, but whatever way, subscribe, rate, review. As always, gamble responsibly. Mm-hmm.